Good morning. Welcome to the Poetry Moment. I'm Dick Warwick, with a poem I wrote in 1994 about a place I know. Riggs Cemetery. All day the granite stone steeped in sunlight, molecules vibrating, humming, energy quickening above the grave of a man dead 70 years. The dry topsoil grows weeds, downy brome, cheatgrass. But nobody cheats death here. This is death's domain, this windy hilltop with a forever view. The land undulates. A wave at the top of its crest holds this dead community of several dozen souls. Most born before the land was broken and planted. Some from the old country. They come together, held in earthy suspension in this sea of lurs. A warm gravestone holds the heat of the sun gone down. And it holds the name of a person, though lichen nibbles at the symbols and no one has thought to place flowers here, perhaps for decades. This hilltop was never cultivated. It is a haven for lilacs run riot, a few trees scrawny from thirst, and weeds, refugees from cropland. It has seen, no doubt, more trysts than funerals, more beer busts than wakes, more picnics than vigil fasts. It is, after all, a place for the living. I feel wraith-like, insubstantial as smoke, moving among these lithic, silent forms who have stood unmoved while a century of melodrama wailed and giggled, cried and raged around them, who hold their inscripted names like bouquets of dry and scentless blossoms. Here, remembrance, like letters incised on an alabaster obelisk, has melted. Memories move on with these dusty dunes. Old names sound quaint and call to mind no face. This graveyard, it is not actually a door into another world, as we often suppose. It is a dump, a midden, and more here lies forgotten than will ever be recalled. There is no grail here to be dug from the soil shining. But it is high and peaceful, and it does catch the first and last light as the sun is born and dies. These monuments are the only rock in this land of fine soil. They are out of place here, milestones for marking time. But as twilight deepens, their warmth is a comfort, and every stone-marked grave radiates the gone sun's heat. I visit Riggs Cemetery now and then, to lean against these warm forms and to enjoy the view, to visit these voiceless, unreferenced names, to look once more out toward the darkening horizon. Today was June 9th, 1994. I'm Dick Warwick, Riggs Cemetery.